night that bore the Rowan shield. Loud and clear were the raven's cries who feasted on the field, saying, "Beck, water cold and clear, we'll never clean your wounds. There is none but the maid of the winding mere can make thee hail and sound. So, Corswell, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as grey as the west water, or as white as a lily fair, who said green moss and heather bands will never staunch the flood. There is none but the witch of the Westmerland can save my dear life's blood." Till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the paly moon when his shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the hounded cry, saying, "Why do you ride this way? And wherefore came ye here? I seek the witch of the Westmerlands that dwells by the winding mere. Then fly free, you good grey hawk, to gather the golden rod, and face your horse into the clouds above yon gay green wood." And it's weary by Oz water and the misty Brackfern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkstone Pass the winding water lay. He said, "Lie down, my brindled hound, and rest, my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and answer swift my call, for I fear at the sun shall rise this morn, he will serve thee best of all."
Born the Rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and a fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew, and his steed was by his side. High overhead the grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, "Corswell, my brindled hound, and fetch me the jet black mare. stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray, sheep, thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. She stood in the gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She has kissed his pale lips once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wounds with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen, hale and sound, with the sunrise in the day. She said, ride with your brindled hounds afield, and your good grey hawk in hand. There is none can harm a knight who's slain with a witch of the West Merland.